The Holy Trinity, one God, who comes to wake us from sleep, who leads us into the light of grace. Amen. Let us prepare the way of the Lord by confession, by confessing our sin against God and our neighbor. Pray, God of all time, we confess that we have not prepared for your merciful reign among us. We ignore our neighbors in need and fail in the labor of justice and peace. In your mercy, forgive us. Grant us wisdom to welcome your light and to seek the things that will endure until Christ comes again in glory. Amen. Comfort, O comfort, my people, says your God. In Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven and all things are made new. Rejoice in this good news. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. With your abundant grace and might, free us from sin that would obstruct your mercy, that willingly we may bear your redeeming love to all the world. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The reading today is from 2 Samuel, the 7th chapter, verses 1 through 11 and 16. A reading from 2 Samuel. Now when David the king was settled in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies around him, the king said to the prophet Nathan, "See now, I am living in a house of cedar, but the ark of God stays in a tent." Nathan said to the king, "Go, do all that you have in mind, for the Lord is with you." But that same night the word of the Lord came to Nathan, "Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, are you the one to build me a house to live in? I have not lived in a house since the day I brought up the people of Israel from Egypt to this day. But I have been moving about in a tent and a tabernacle. Wherever I have moved about among all the people of Israel, did I ever speak a word with any of the tribal leaders of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now therefore, thus you shall say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, to be prince over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies from before you. And I will make for you a great name, like the name of the great ones of the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them, so that they may live in their own place and be disturbed no more. And evildoers shall afflict them no more, as formerly from the time that I appointed judges over my people Israel. And I will give you rest from all your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house. Your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever." Word of God, word
Steve
of life.
Smith and Kathy Jerome for singing the gospel. Did you know we could sing the gospel? That's pretty neat. I have an announcement to make. But before I do that, what's an announcement? Where do you guys hear announcements? At school? Yeah. I think every day they do announcements, don't they? And so what are those announcements? What are they for? Why do they give announcements? Tell people what's going on that day. Tell you what you need to know, right? Well, I found... Have any of you ridden on an airplane before? Yeah? Some of you have, some of you haven't. Well, I found a couple of silly announcements from what we call... airline attendants. The first one is in reference to oxygen masks, please help yourself before helping young children or politicians. I thought that was kind of funny. Number two, we have now reached our cruising altitude. In other words, they're really high in the sky. Please feel free to move around the aircraft, but please stay inside the plane until we land. It's cold outside, and if you walk on the wings, it affects our flight pattern. Who would do that, huh? That's a silly announcement, isn't it? The last one is, this is the landing. The airline attendant said, "Sorry about the bumpy landing. It's not the captain's fault. It's not the co-pilot's fault. It's the asphalt. Get it? The runway was bumpy. The runway was bumpy. You know, asphalt is what we put on our roads and our. Well, today, in today's gospel that Kathy and Steve sung so nicely, we hear the greatest announcement of all times. The greatest announcement for the world that was ever spoken. And it came to Mary, a young woman, in a remote part of the world from the angel Gabriel, who said to her, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." Well, that's a pretty good announcement right there. But the angel goes on to say, "You will conceive in your womb and bear a son and will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and as of his kingdom there will be no end." No end. They're talking about Jesus, the one that we're getting ready to celebrate his birthday. And the one who reigns today, who is on the throne of God and who will be on that throne forever and ever. That is an announcement not only for Mary, but it's an announcement for each one of you. For each one of you, Jesus has been born. He is the King of the universe. And of his throne there will be no end. You are favored. Did you know that? In the waters of baptism, God placed his blessing upon you and said, "You are one of my favored ones." Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for your blessings, for claiming us as your children, as brothers and sisters with you in your kingdom. For we know in that place, in that amazing kingdom, we have a place. There is space for us. For your love is great enough to encompass all people of every clan and every race and every nation. Help us in these mysterious days to once again be rooted in the promises of your favor, not in an arrogant but in a humble way, in a way that brings us life and in a way that helps us share that life, your life, with the world, with those around us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for coming up today. God bless each one of you. And peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the gospel today, we become witnesses to the announcement that moved Mary from "How can this be?" to "Let it be with me according to your will." This announcement about the coming one moved her from "How can this be?" to let it be with me according to your word. It was an announcement that moved her. It's really the moment that every parent who brings their child to baptism hopes for. In our baptism liturgy, we say to the parents after they profess their desire to have their child baptized, we say, "As you bring your child to the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with responsibilities to live with them among God's faithful people, to bring her to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, to teach her the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, to place in her hands the Holy Scripture, the Holy Word, to nurture her in faith and in prayer so that she may learn trust God." I tell parents in the baptismal class before baptism that is sometimes a lifelong task, a lifelong effort, because trusting something, trusting someone that we can't see is a difficult task indeed. It's tough enough to trust something that we can see. But here, as parents bring their children to these waters, we baptize them into this family of faith who stands solely upon the foundation of God in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so that he may learn to trust God. And here's the amazing thing to me about this story from the Gospel of Luke, and that is that following the greeting, greeting favored one, there is not one piece of news that will personally change Mary's present circumstances for the better. I mean, if an angel came to me and announced or began an announcement with the words, "Greeting, favored one," greetings, favored one, my next comment, I think, might be, "Show me the money." How does this announcement change my current circumstances? How does this announcement help me make it through this day? But there wasn't, it seems to me, one piece or shred of evidence that changed Mary's current circumstances. She will conceive a child outside of her relationship with Joseph, to whom she is betrothed. She will bear a son, a child, another mouth to feed. She will name him Jesus, not a family name. Later in chapter 2 of Luke, Simeon, the priest, the old aging priest, says to Mary in the temple, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed." And when the inner thoughts of many are revealed, those many may not be very happy about it. And Simeon goes on to say, "And a sword will pierce your own soul too." It seems to me to be a case built upon circumstantial evidence. If you're a CSI fan or some fan of some other crime show, this is a case that is built upon circumstantial evidence rather than hard facts. As I think about it, that's the way faith works still today. In baptism, there is no "show me the money." In baptism, there is no promise of easy street, or maybe this week, in light of what's happening in Fort City, I should say, there is no promise of a white Christmas. A show that you can still see today if you haven't. But there is a promise. There is a promise in these waters that remains the promise that God made to Mary. It's an ancient promise that when we walk through these waters, when we are brought into the family of God by God's grace, favored one is a name that can be placed upon you along with Mary. You are mine. I am with you. I will be with you always, even to the end of the eon. These are promises that are for you and for me. So not a lot has changed. For a child, a baby, an infant who walks through these waters, there will be only circumstantial evidence. But there are promises. Promises that hold truth, not only throughout that child's lifetime, but promises that have held true from before Mary, through Mary, and for us today. But because of God's grace, we are favored. And because of that favor, we too have responsibilities. We are called to proclaim that goodness. We are called to act and live out that grace for others in our life and in our world. Dear friends, as you walk through the days ahead, may the announcement that God is with you, may the announcement that you are favored, may it sustain you in all your days and keep you walking in the hope and in the light of God. Amen.
Guided by the light of Christ, let us pray for the coming dawn of joy, healing, and comfort for all God's people. Your eternal reign has come into the world. Give us ears to hear all your call to serve your kingdom, and send us out to those who are hurting and in need of good news. Lord, in your mercy, let us sing. You created the mystery and beauty of the earth. Replenish the rivers, the lakes, the seas, and all bodies of water, so that plants, animals, and humans can have life and be refreshed. Lord, in your mercy, let us sing. Down the powerful and raise up the lowly. Where war rages, shatter hatred with forgiveness and peace. Where fear rules, make your all-powerful and eternal presence known. Lord, in your mercy, let us sing. You remember us with mercy, Lord, as you have done for all generations. Fill us, comfort us, strengthen us, and enlighten us. Make your will known to all in need. And today we pray especially for those listed in our bulletin. Rolf, Michaela, Gary, Ione, Mavis Ann, Clara, Ann, Julius, missionaries Colin, Jenny, Joseph, and Amos, and the Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Magdalenes. Lord, in your mercy, let us sing. Lord, this is the Advent season, and we're prepared to enter the Christmas season with waiting and expectation and hope. You called Mary to bear and deliver your son. We pray for all expectant mothers, fathers, and infants, and small children. As Mary and Joseph started their family, so as these that we mentioned, the mothers and fathers and infants. And Lord, we ask especially that as we're confronted with difficult problems in the world, in the nation, in our local community. Dear Lord, this gathering here of worshipers, to the previous petitions, we ask and pray that those in our world who are daring to confront each other with nuclear war and a terrible confrontation, we ask that they sit down and talk out a solution that averts a terrible war. We need to be preserved and protected, and we need to avoid a war that is beyond imagination. We ask that you guide and direct and inspire the leaders in Israel and Palestine to find a solution for the holy and sacred city of Jerusalem. We ask that you help and heal the bitter and divisiveness that is driving our national politics and our national leaders. It's tearing our country apart, the divisiveness, pitting region versus region and state versus state, neighbor versus neighbor. We need to unify, and we hope that you'll lead us so that we may accomplish that objective. We ask that you work among us here in Forest City to find leaders that will create a climate where businesses and customers can flourish and each be successful and satisfied with goods and services that fulfill our current needs. We ask that this community be dynamic, enthusiastic, and vibrant, and optimistic, and positive, and have a positive attitude, so that we may flourish in this community, both the merchant and the consumer. We raise our prayers to you, O God, in the name of the one who is, who was, who is to come, Jesus Christ our Lord. The peace of Christ be
gathered
with you
all. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, we pray as Jesus taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God Most High, God with us, God poured out on us. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen.
Go in peace. Prepare the way of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.